podcast on the creative life. My name is Lucas Wiseman, and with me tonight I have...
Hold on, I just had a really good theory. We could call it the creative life. Jot that down in the notes.
Yeah.
I am Dolly Hart.
I am Dexter Shea.
Why don't we just go around and say what we want to do creatively for our professions, and then we'll get into the vision for that life that we've all put together, and then after that we'll talk about why we want to do it. And
we'll get into the nitty-gritty, if you will.
Yeah. Dexter, what do you want to do creatively as a profession?
I would like to have YouTube as a full-time profession, just because it would be, like, a fun job for me.
Okay. Cool. And how about you, Dolly? What do you want to do?
Well, I went to school for graphic design, but what I would really want to do is focus more on the illustration side of things or pattern side of things. And I also want to write.
Excellent. My goals are to be a published writer, to have at least one YouTube, probably about creative pursuits, and eventually to be a public speaker so I can go around sharing with people whatever it is that I've learned. So Dexter, why don't you share with us the vision that you wrote down?
It's here somewhere. Okay, I said something along the lines about my YouTube schedule being a video per week, and I will have at least 500,000 subscribers over the course of 10 years.
That's the goal, the timeline you're setting for yourself.
Yes, I'm setting this goal and timeline for myself, and I would be doing this for fun and to have a fun career, but also to inspire others and make them generally happy.
Cool. What would you like to make as your monthly income from YouTube?
Okay, my monthly income, well, my video income would probably be $1,000 per video because 500,000 views, if I'm at that.
So 1,000 per video or 1,000 per video per month?
1,000 per video.
Okay.
And I would do a weekly upload schedule, so...
So that's 52 videos per year. So your goal is to make around $52,000 a year with YouTube videos. Cool. How about you, Dolly? What's your vision for what you'd like from a creative life?
I do have to consult my notes here, otherwise I won't remember. Okay. I want to make 100% of my income either using my illustrations or design. I want to see my designs in Target, and I want to write a memoir and at least self-publish it, illustrate a book of poems that I select, and write and illustrate a book for each of my kids.
Nice. And for me, I want to get to the point where I'm producing 3 books per month. One book where I'm completing a rough draft, one where I'm revising and having beta readers and look at the second draft, and the third that I'm sending off to editing and having it be laid out for release. I want to be telling stories that are enjoyed by millions of people all over the world. I want to earn a really nice living, like $15,000 a month from multiple streams of income. In addition to writing books, I want to have at least one podcast about books, travel, or something creative. I want to add Africa and Australia to the continents that I've traveled to. I want a car that's less than 10 years old, or a classic car that's more than 40 years old. I want to have my own house outside of an urban area with at least 5 acres of land, and an outbuilding where I can have a workshop for woodworking and blacksmithing. I'm going to look for opportunities for building apps that feed back into this pipeline. So I want to create tools for people to help them do the creative work they want to do. And all of these I want to feed into a career in a public speaking circuit so that I can share my ideas and what I've learned from other people. I want to be in better shape physically, working out minimum of half an hour a day, and spending 3 days a week lifting weights. And I also want to lose about 40 pounds. So that's what I have envisioned for the future. Dexter, why are you dedicated to a YouTube as opposed to something else? Like, what is the why? That's that second section.
The why is that the reason I'm doing this is because I have been inspired by YouTubers, and I want to inspire people that are not personal friends of mine, that I don't know. They feel inspired or just feel good after watching my content.
Why do you want to work with the arts professionally?
I just want to make my income doing something I love. That's really what it comes down to.
Cool. Yeah. I want to earn my money in a way that's not dependent on a 9-to-5 job. And I want to have something where I don't have to have a bunch of stock lying around the house and something that's infinitely reproducible. I want to inspire people with my storytelling. And I want to be known for my words and my thoughts. You know, I want to find what my voice is and what I can share that nobody else can share. Those are our goals as creatives. And next time we're going to look at what concrete steps we can take to actually achieve these goals. And if you're listening to this and you've made it this far, what we'd like to hear from you is, what are your goals? Are they creative? Are they fitness related? Are they financial? What is it that drives you, and what's your ideal life? So if you could, send us an email. Good night, everybody.